For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. On Monday, former Michigan Governor John Engler officially takes over as the interim president of Michigan State University. In accepting the post, Engler vowed to, quote, treat every survivor and every student as I would my own daughter. That pledge is on the mind of every parent with a child now attending MSU and everyone who will send their own daughters and sons to campus as an incoming freshman. Michigan State University is under intense scrutiny as it continues to recruit new students and maintain its standing with its alumni and donors. Hundreds of high school seniors pack a conference room at the MSU Kellogg Center, supercharging the place with nervous excitement. They've come to stake their claim at the Alumni Distinguished Scholarship Competition. Each one hopes to catch the eyes of the gatekeepers who allow the worthy to enter into Spartan Nation. Jim Cotter leads that team. He's the executive director of admissions and recruitment at MSU. Cotter welcomes the competitors by asking them to take a risk.
This weekend is about you, and it's about broadening your horizons. You now have 1 minute to stand and introduce yourself to someone you've never met before and to begin to engage in the Spartan community. Go!
The students' visit comes at a precarious time. The Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal has thrown Michigan State University under the microscope and shaken the campus to its core. It all begs the question, will MSU continue to be an attractive educational option for new students? Jim Cotter speaks from 34 years in recruitment.
You really do have to do some soul searching. We're not perfect. We need to continue to get better. We need to continue to work together and to listen to people. But first and foremost, for a student who's visiting, I simply want them to ask the question, can they see themselves here?
Can they see themselves safe, listened to, authority figures they can trust? Can they see that as well?
I don't think that's a decision that I can make for people. I think individuals have to make that decision for themselves.
Be assured that I will move forward as if my own daughters were on this campus.
That's John Engler, MSU's incoming interim president. The former Republican Michigan governor, who's the father of triplet daughters, delivered that vow to all Spartan parents. Lance Olson will soon be one of them.
Right here behind you is Eustace Cole, which houses our Honors College. And
on a frigid afternoon, Olson and his family trudge through slushy, ankle-deep snow at MSU. They've come to East Lansing from their home in suburban Chicago to check out the campus where their daughter will live as a freshman. Lance Olson has followed the news about the sexual assault allegations that have plagued the MSU athletics department.
Yes, I've been concerned. The amount of revenue that the sports programs generates is huge, and I think it's reprehensible, and some of the actions they need to clean the place up.
But MSU doesn't just have to assure new parents. It's also trying to keep smooth relations with its longtime patrons.
There is no doubt that this will be damaging to the university in the short run, and they want to see that addressed as quickly as possible.
Bob Groves is vice president for university advancement at MSU. He says most alumni and donors remain loyal to the university. Still, Groves says they're worried about tangible costs like tuition rates, as well as the immeasurable human costs the crisis is inflicting.
All those things are in their mind. We're trying to listen, make sure their voices get heard in this process, and those who have made contributions of any size understand that they're doing that to make the university stronger, and this feels like a setback.
As the stream of investigations, apologies, protests, and finger-pointing continues, Michigan State University continues to receive incoming students. Parent Lance Olson is thinking about his daughter, whom he says, despite the scandal, is looking forward to starting classes at MSU next fall.
It really hasn't dampened, you know, her enthusiasm for the university. You know, she's excited, she's admitted, so we're pressing forward.
The coming days will be telling for the future of Michigan State University. Interim President John Engler faces a skeptical and enraged constituency who will be scrutinizing his every move, and those of the 8 trustees at his side. For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.